I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You actually are, though. And it's not even like targeted.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like facts. You are useless, but that's not like...
That's not to say you're not a good person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, gerbils are useless, but we love them. You know what I'm saying? We're back.
And that's how you start an episode, guys.
That is how you start an episode.
That is how you start an episode. Welcome back to the best podcast in the world. You're tuned into your boy Firelord Fuegs and my young gunner, young Jimmy.
Come on.
We also have Ellis, the lyricist, editing menace in the building. We have Rem de la Creme also in the building.
Yeah. Right. IG question, hurry up.
IG question of the week. Let's move it forward because Jimmy's impatient. IG question of the week is, what's something toxic that you like in a relationship?
Ooh, it sounds yummy.
It did sound yummy at the time.
Oh, it's not yummy.
Oh, no, wait, don't get me wrong. It's juicy, but a lot of people said the same shit, but you know you have to try and like weed through some bullshit to try and find, you know, some gems. Some gems, and we found some gems for you guys today. So, what's something toxic that you like in a relationship? When she cuts her family off for me.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you need me. You need me. Don't give me that kind of power. Don't give me that kind of power.
That's too yummy. Cuts her family off for me. That's juicy.
You know it's flames. You know it's flames.
Yeah.
Shit hits different when she pops up at your job after you've blocked her. That's toxic.
That's not for me.
That's not personally
That's not for me. That sounds like a headache.
Yeah, yeah.
But raw.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Certain man that will tickle them.
When she tries to outperform the side chick.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's open and honest.
Fam! When she tries to outperform the side chick.
That's open and honest.
Damn. I thought it was going to be the other way around.
Yeah, whoa.
Side chick tries to outperform the main. But then side chick has no choice. If she wants to keep her job.
She's got no choice. She always has to up the ante.
Yeah. So the main trying to outdo the side chick. Yeah. That's a real one.
Yeah.
That would make me second guess my life decisions.
She's a real one indeed. Yeah.
Mm.
When she gets mad because I made the cashier laugh. That reminds me of them videos that you see when there's a couple walking, for example, and another lady has dropped a bag and you give her the bag. He's like, oh, thank you. And the wife is like, oh, thank you. Throughout the whole video, you close the door. You're like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You help her open the car. You're like, oh, thank you.
Bro, I saw a TikTok jokes. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Where some guy was at one beach club with his missus.
Yeah, yeah.
And he told the waiter, oh, in 10 minutes, bring me a shot.
Okay.
And say it's from a girl. And he brought it over and was like, oh, it's from one of the lovely ladies. I can't tell you who it's from. Mm. And he was like, oh, safe. The wife grips it. She's like, yeah, thanks. Backed it. She's a fucking bitch.
I'm squeezing her.
Why are you so mad? I buy that bottom lip.
Why are you so mad?
Why are you acting jealous?
Yeah, I lie, man.
It was
preordained anyway. Relax, babes. I was just testing you. Keep you on your toes.
Make sure.
See if you still love man and that. Don't give me that kind of power.
That's too saucy.
Don't give me that kind of power. Not in public as well.
I'll grab some. I'll lips you.
Fuck it out.
What do you mean I'm yours? What do you mean I'm yours? Oh, yeah, you're getting lips.
All right, back to it. What's something toxic that you like in a relationship? Knowing he's watching my location as soon as I leave the yard. That's not for me.
It's also not for me, but fair. I do know some girls like that stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. Location.
Feel protected,
I'm like, yeah, give me that location. Mm. Wanna make sure you're safe. She's like, all right, daddy.
Quaking.
Fam?
Quaking. Right.
Yeah. None of that 1 hour shit.
Yeah.
Eight hours. Yeah.
Live. I'm going to live all day.
Live location.
Yeah.
Next 8 hours. All day. Now.
When she's on top going crazy, then suddenly stops and says, you love this pussy, don't you?
Oh, that's a bit of me. That kind of chat right there makes my sensey sensey.
Sensey, yeah.
It makes my sensey sensey. Oh my God.
You love this pussy, don't you? Oh, stops, you know. No.
Stuff like that makes me want to squeeze until ribs start cracking.
Yeah, bro.
It locks a demon in me, bro.
Yeah, fam, fam, it's, fam.
Do you remember the first Hulk movie with Eric Banner?
I do remember, but I don't remember, but I remember it.
But they in that movie, they had it where the angrier Hulk gets, the bigger he gets. Yeah. And he was like fighting the dogs, do you remember? And then one of the dogs bit him. He had these mutant-ass dogs. They were like Hulk dogs. And one of them bit him, and he got so vexed that he like popped his shoulder, like it got bigger and bigger and bigger and broke the dog's jaw. It was one of the illest fight scenes I've seen.
I can't remember.
Bro, it was sick. Because
I've only seen that original Hulk movie once.
Oh, I've seen it a few times. I went to cinema to watch when I was a kid.
Fair enough. The one, not the one, is Tim Roth in it? Or am I capping?
Who's Tim Roth again?
Tim Roth is the brother that's in Lie to Me. He's in a couple of...
No. Tim Roth's in the... The one with Tim Roth is The Incredible Hulk, I think.
Maybe that's the one I've seen. I haven't seen the original.
Hulk is it? The Incredible Hulk. The Incredible Hulk.
Okay.
I think it's just Hulk might be the first one.
Yeah. Because it's pre-Marvel.
Pre-Marvel MCU. Shouts. Yeah, bro. The bigger, my point being, the more vexed he gets, the bigger he gets. Okay. That's how I'd feel with that. You love this pussy, don't you? I'll be squeezing and squeezing.
Pops.
The harder I get, the stronger I get. That's exactly how it would be. Until something cracks.
Fair enough. All right. I don't know why, but getting snatched out the club by my man is gushy.
I bet it is. I'm not snatching anyone out the club because my pride won't let me. None of this whole, I'm not the chasey boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm not the you think you can run around and be a hoe.
Yeah.
Not under my watch.
Yeah.
Like, leave.
Yeah,
fucking leave.
I'll just get in the car.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, I'll just get in the car.
Yeah, but I can imagine. I can imagine. Drapes, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah, over the shoulder. We're going home.
You think you have this much leg out? You're mad, we're going.
I can imagine, yeah.
Over the shoulder's nuts.
Yeah.
Over the shoulder's nuts.
Nah, over the shoulder.
Yeah, over the shoulder's crazy.
Yeah. The gifts and dates after I catch him cheating. That's crazy.
That's a toxic trait she loves.
But he's got his life patterned. All he has to do is...
He can just cheat, make up, and then clap. That's nuts. That's the most nuts thing I've heard.
Toxic. She likes it.
She loves it.
Woo.
That's crazy.
When the slaps transcend outside of the bedroom.
Wow, okay. Domestic.
Yeah, bro.
Domestic V.
Bro, that's what she likes.
She likes a bit of DV.
I was going to say DMV.
Yeah, I was going to say DMV. A little bit of DV.
That's crazy talk.
That is crazy talk.
Getting bitten and threatened and not necessarily in that order. That's BDSM, S&M type things there.
That's nuts. Okay.
When she lies to her friends about being with me.
Oh, yeah. I would love that one.
Yeah.
I would love that one because I'm wrong for you. I'm wrong
but
for
I'm
you.
I'm right for you in all other aspects. I'm right for you in all other aspects.
I'm what you need.
Wow. Wow.
I'm so wrong for you.
I'm not what you want, but I'm what you need right now.
I'm like crack to you.
Oh, God. Yeah,
boy. Moment on the lips. Lifetime on the hips. Ooh, that's your boy.
Wee.
Yeah,
let's go.
Little treat.
Let's go. Yeah. Juicy, woosy. All right. When I don't pick up his FaceTime, so he texts me saying, you don't see me calling you. What the fuck are you doing? Yeah, fanny
flies. I'm seeing a running trend.
Yeah, they love violence.
Yeah, they want a bossy boss.
Yeah. They want to tremble. That's what they want. They really enjoy it.
Yeah, they want to be Rapunzel. Just in a castle. Don't fucking move.
Don't fucking move until I say so. Until I come for you.
Some
crazy.
Keep
bro.
Your head out of the fucking window.
Yeah. Keep I don't want none of these niggas
yeah,
to come
I don't
see
want none of these niggas seeing you. Get that head in a fucking window.
Get your head out of that window.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Jokes. Fucking hell. Ties in well. Criminal past, but treats me like a princess.
Jesus, man.
When he humiliates me in public, that shit has me dripping.
Define humiliates.
Family,
Define humiliate.
I didn't expand. That's what she said.
Because I will make you buckle. If you want to get gushy, I'll kick the back of your heel.
Facts. That's crazy. All right, next one. Codependency. I love a bitch who can't live without me.
This is literally a running theme.
It is.
Damn.
It is. It really is. All right. If I swing on him and he restrains me, sexy. If I swing on him and he lets it connect, ick.
That's mad. Yeah,
that lets it connect, sweet.
She just swings for a man's jaw. Oh, and she's like, yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just let me bang you in your face.
But if you restrain me, I'm yours.
Yeah, basically. Hold her there. Yeah, what do you think you're doing?
What do you actually think you're doing?
What do you think you're doing?
Come on, man. Yeah. All right, I got a few more. When he can make me beg for forgiveness, even though he was in the wrong.
I'm going to let you man know now. This thread's bringing out the worst in me.
Yeah. It's bringing out the demon.
I'm not proud of what's going on in it.
Yeah, it's the demon. Yeah, yeah. It unlocked Cyan.
Wow. I feel like I just ate a devil fruit. I'm salivating here. Wow.
When no means yes every single time.
Jesus Christ. You go.
Begging for a cream pie when he knows I'm not on any contraception. That one there.
I could have wrote that myself.
That one there.
That's.
I will turn Super Saiyan in there.
Bro.
I'll still pull out, but I'll turn Super Saiyan in there. That is crazy. When he knows I'm not in any contraception. He says, daddy, cream pie me. I'd lose my mind. I'd lose it all.
Yeah, I couldn't hear stuff like that.
I'd lose it all.
That's how you get trapped.
Facts. That's what you have to.
That's how these NFL dons get.
Facts.
Rappers, NFL Facts. Players, all NBA of them stars, like, yeah, footballers. Yeah, yeah. That's how all these men get trapped.
Yeah.
Two words, cream pie me. Begging, yeah. Please.
Men are so weak. When our sensei's being rubbed, men are so weak. It's
such a nightmare.
It is.
And it's so pathetic.
It is.
But you can't help it. And the thing is, when you're in it, you know what you're doing.
Facts.
And that's wrong. You know how wrong it is.
It's sweeter.
And it just makes so much sense
for
in
those
the moment.
Seconds.
As soon as it's done, you're like, wow.
I need to reverse everything that just happened.
Bro, I want to drape the Dyson immediately.
Oh my God.
Just clean up. This can't continue. But then next week I'll run it back.
Oh God. Yeah, we're weak, bro.
Yeah, pathetic.
All right, I got a couple more. What's something toxic that you like in a relationship? When she uses her talents instead of apologizing and taking accountability.
Just hair tied up.
Just, yeah. You know what time it is. You just know what time it is.
Don't be mad at me. Mm. Hair tied up, looking up.
Yeah,
don't be
mad at me. The looking up this, is, yeah,
don't
yeah.
Be mad at me.
Say less.
Last but I hate this thread. Go on, finish up. Finish
last
me off.
But not least. Pause. Last but not least. When my man gets jealous and threatens to kill people, nothing makes me feel more feminine.
This is crazy.
Every girl wants a bad man and a soldier. Hey, says.
Bro, that's all I'm hearing.
Every girl wants a bad man and a soldier. But welcome to the show, guys.
Woo! Welcome back, guys. That was a saucy little
That was
start.
A saucy one. I bet everyone was locked in.
Living rooms are quiet.
Quiet, right now. Locked. Yeah. And their partners are looking at each other.
And all you hear is,
slow down, baby.
Slow down, baby. Oh, Jesus. if I was watching this with the love of my life, banging in
the facts. Cream pie me, even though he knows I'm not on any contraception.
And if homegirls watching, I'm hearing like, facts. Yeah.
I'm doing, what's that movie called? Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, bro. Bro, clothes are getting flung.
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, the warranty in the sofa is about to,
mad.
Yeah, oh,
mad.
God.
Anyway, introduce these guys, man.
Guys, welcome back. Thank you for coming back to episode 325 or 7, whatever.
5.
325.
325, this is? This is 325, yeah.
Peng. Episode 325, guys. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us today. You already know the drill, guys. If you love this show, if you really love it, don't just pretend to love it.
Facts.
If you really, 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 really love the show and you want to watch more of the show, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
Yes, sir.
You can binge multiple years worth of content over there.
Yes, sir.
And when you're up to date, every single Thursday, we drop a bonus episode on there that no one else gets to see.
Facts.
In the very soon, like next week, I think, ad-free content we're adding to Patreon as well. So if you love our YouTube episodes, if you love our Spotify episodes, audio, but you're like, oh, these ads are jarring me, head on over to Patreon. It's £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to S&G, and you can have an ad-free experience, behind the scenes experience, Discord experience, Zoom call experience, close connected community with your daddies just here, okay?
Come on, that triple C, say less. Close connected community.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
That's what your boy's on. Lowy.
Is that your rapping alter ego voice?
I felt like Talisa. Yeah. I don't know why.
Of all people. Hilarious.
I put your boys on. Anyway. Anyway. Wow. Ooh, what's going on today?
Talisa. Jokes.
I'm sweating. I don't know about you. I'm sweating,
hot.
Bitch.
I'm hot, man. I'm
fuck.
Hot, fuck's sake.
Anyway, guys, if you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel.
Yes, sir.
Chirps a ting in the comments if you fancy it.
No pun intended.
Yeah, if you are listening on any other audio platform, please leave a nice review. It means the world to us, and we sincerely appreciate it.
Mm.
Before we get into the top five,
talk to me, daddy.
I've got a thank you.
I know, I never say
thank you.
I never do.
Come on.
You're welcome, sir.
Man, has got funny flutters. Raw, wow. It only took 4 years.
Yeah.
All right, bet. I don't know what to say.
A man said,
okay, anyway, where was I, bro? Where was I? Blood clot.
Oh, that's the funniest intro.
Anyway, so daddy got his body fat percentage done today.
Oh, okay.
With his PT. Turns out I'm a little fat you. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I'm not gonna tell you, man, what the percentage is. But daddy's a little chunky monkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not impressed.
Okay.
So all I'm gonna say is I did it the old school way, skin caliper.
Yeah.
When I say my PC grab my stomach.
Oh, see, no, I'm doing it myself. That's violation.
I have not been violated like that in years.
That's a violation.
Man told me lift up my ting
and drape.
Hold up my ting like this.
Yeah, like I held it like that.
Like this. And obviously, yeah. And I was like,
mouth open, drooling.
I didn't. Man said, yeah, just on the left, just grabbed it, pinched that bitch.
Oh,
I said,
no.
Rah, that hurts.
Yeah.
Took it, did the weights, did the measurements, all that. Checked the thing. The percentage number I saw, wow. I
swear.
I'm a fat you.
Okay.
So, I've said it before, I'm going to keep saying it.
Yeah.
Ends today.
Okay.
This, listen, you man can laugh it up.
Okay.
The next time you man see me naked.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have that yummy tummy.
Pause.
The next time you bitches see me naked,
say less.
You're gonna say that's that yummy tum.
Say less.
So daddy yum tum is where we're going for the rest of this year.
Okay.
Daddy yum tum is where it's at.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna slice that percentage in half.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have that
washboard.
Yeah. Say less. Lickable.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at.
Okay.
That's where I need to be at.
Cool.
Daddy yum tum. Rest of 2023. Because I was appalled. Of what I saw.
Yeah, when you're like faced with your own fear like that,
yeah,
you've got no choice but to do something about
it's
it.
It's facts as well, because this is science we're looking at. This is not how I feel.
Yeah, it's not
this
your made up.
This is not me in the mirror with waistband marks thinking, what's going on?
There's nothing more humbling than looking at yourself naked in a mirror.
Bro,
there's nothing in this world.
Palms facing up, just red waistband marks all over me thinking, what is this? That's one thing. But when science says you're a little boop boop.
Yeah, science proves it.
Yeah, a little puffy jawn. Bro, it will wake you out. Yeah. It will wake you out of your sleep.
Oh.
When I say I trained after that.
Okay.
Bro, I hit incline dumbbell press. I think we did the 42 kilos.
Nice.
Four sets of eight, clean.
Nice.
I could have done a fifth set.
Nice, well played, sir.
Strong today.
Good.
That, telling you, bro, that tummy time woke me the fuck up.
Okay.
So I'm on it from now.
Okay.
I've been on it,
but
I'm on it.
Even more so.
Carrot sticks and hummus, that's what your boy's on.
Okay, say less.
Bro, the worst feeling I felt.
Say less.
To get pinched and hurt like that,
yeah.
And then hurt again like that.
Yeah, humiliation,
nah,
I can imagine.
I'm not on it.
I can imagine.
Anyway, top five?
Top five indeed. Remind us of the scores, Ellis, please, sir.
It's getting boring.
Don't you man can't let him say stuff like
at
that.
At this rate, I might take a week off.
It wouldn't make a difference.
I might take a week off.
Ellis, what's the scores, please?
13-7-3.
All right.
All right, bet.
Wow. That's fucking appalling.
Fucking ridiculous.
Right, guys, you know the drill at home. Grab your board markers or whatever, or play in your head, however you want to play. But as per usual, it's time for top five, top five, top five. And the top five of this week is, we've done most followed on Instagram. We are now doing the most followed people on Twitter. And your time starts now. Right, we all locked here?
Yeah.
Right, since you were first, Jimmy, can you give me your top five?
So my top five is, I've no ego when I lose this, by the way. I don't know. I've done Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift,
T-Swizzy,
Elon Musk, Ariana Grande, and I've done The Rock as well.
Rem?
I've gone Kylie Jenner, Cristiano Ronaldo, Elon Musk, The Rock, and Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter probably is.
Mm-hmm. Ellis?
So I've gone for Elon Musk. I've gone for Kanye because...
Good shout.
I know good his shout. Tweets used to blow up.
Didn't even okay. come into my head. I good fucking shout.
Also, on top of that, Donald Trump.
Also, another good shout.
He used to tweet a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then these two are a bit out there. Pokimane. He's a streamer.
Mm. Pokey.
I remember stuff used to come out about all the time. And
big boy streamer.
Yeah, yes, okay. on Twitter.
Huge, huge streamer.
And Belle Delphine as well. Because she, again.
You little hornball.
I like, that's what I'm thinking. You're starving, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I just remember like it kicking off.
Top five corn. Say less. All right, just for a recap, Jimmy's gone for Selena Gomez, T-Swizzy, Elon Musk, Ariana Grande, The Rock, Rem, I was gonna say Kylie Minogue, Kylie Jenner, Ronaldo, Elon Musk, The Musk, The Rock, and Twitter slash X, or whatever you wanna call it. Ellis has gone for Elon Musk, Kanye, Trump, Pokimane, and Belle Delphine. Righty Roo.
I heard Belle Delphine had an OnlyFans.
Oh, swear.
She was making like a mil a month.
Yeah, I remember it was kicking off. She was big on YouTube.
We spoke about this today.
I think we spoke about this. I don't know if we spoke about it on the show, but we spoke about this in the studio.
We spoke about it on Reacts.
There we go.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Number 10 is Lady Gaga.
Fair.
Number 9. Is one of you wrote this down? Donald Trump.
Oh, top 10.
You man always get disappointed when it's not top five. I'm usually like fair play because the amount of times that we've had none in the top five.
Yeah, and it comes down to
it. Yeah, it comes down to it.
True.
Yeah. Number 8, never heard of this person. Narendra Modi is an Indian brother. No idea.
Fair.
Or Narendra. It could be a female. I have no idea. Number 7, T-Swizzy.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Number 6, which no one wrote down, Katy Perry.
Okay. Surprising.
Yeah, that's weird.
Who cares about Katy Perry? Same with Lady Gaga. Who cares? Who still cares about these people?
Millions upon millions.
Millions upon millions of people.
Millions upon millions. Where was I? I said Katy Perry, number 6, right? Yeah. All right, number 5. Now we're down to it. Number 5 is Rihanna.
Didn't even come into my head.
Number 4, which only one of you wrote, is Cristiano Ronaldo. Well played, Rob.
I was going to write Cristiano.
But you didn't. Number 3, which nobody wrote, is Justin Bieber.
Oh, I was thinking Justin Bieber.
Number 2, again, which nobody wrote, controversial, Barack Obama.
Really?
Yeah.
Barack Obama's number 2 on Twitter.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's mad.
That's okay.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
And number 1, everyone wrote this. Elon Musk.
Rem won.
So, Rem actually did win this one. Well played, Rem.
Well played.
Well played, Rem.
It's about time.
It is about time. So it's 13-8-3, I believe.
GG's. Yeah.
Damn, bro.
13-8-3.
I just literally thought of one when you were reading. It's not in anyway, but I thought Piers Morgan, because he's really controversial.
Is he even in the top 20?
He probably won't be in.
Because I know people. I don't reckon he's top 20.
Pissed off when he tweets and stuff.
But he does rub people up the wrong way. I see where you're going with that. But
that's what I was trying to, when I was writing my answers down, I was trying to think of Yeah, stuff where like people have been pissed off or
yeah, Kanye and Donald Trump are definitely those kind of people.
Yeah, man, for sure.
GG's.
Right, there. So Fwegzy finally watched Top Boy.
Oh yeah, bring up the characters for me, please, sir, on the screen, and let me dissect this bitch. I completely agree with what you said about the Irish thing. It was
pointless.
The only reason why there was a point to it was because that was the only way they can get the money again, because of, is it when Jack took the money or whatever? That was the only reason they could get, because they needed that, they needed money because something else happened with one of their shipments or something, so they stole the money. But the plot was average in that regard.
Yeah, but they only stole the money back. The Irish brother took that, because it wasn't money, it was product.
Product, yeah.
So the Irish brother took it from the Moroccans.
Moroccans, yeah.
Which they were working with anyway. Mm. So they could have easily just had a normal shipment.
Yeah.
Put it in the Yat's yard.
Yeah.
And then Jack took it.
Yeah. True.
We could have just.
True.
Moved off the, anyway.
The whole storyline for Stefan was poor. The whole thing should have been related around Stefan and his brother getting at least a bit more revenge against Sully.
They were showing us
his fucking relationship with some little ute. And like, when they were actually like kissing and stuff in the bedroom, thinking like, why are they showing us these? These are actual kids.
These are actual children.
This is weird as fuck. No one cares about this. Them walking and talking in a park and doing bullshit. This is not character development. This isn't growth for me. I want revenge. It's Top Boy, for God's sake. We're watching like love shit. It was that in itself.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't mind it that much.
I minded it a lot. I minded it a lot. I think it was a bunch of bullshit.
I didn't mind it that much, man.
Nah, man.
I remember what it was like. Yeah, like, I like stuff that reminds me of like the whole, like, I personally don't have a, this doesn't bode well from what I was saying last week. Mm. I don't have an issue with like kid love stuff. If they're lips, obviously if he's fucking her on camera when they're like underage kids, that's a bit much. Lips and stuff like that, it doesn't bother me if they're kids, because it's not there to turn me on.
Yeah, I get that, but that happened in like the third episode. And I'm thinking, all of this shit for him should have been done in the first episode. He is the, he's the one that saw his brother get shot.
We're
showing him like living his life, not going to school, being in his care home thing, and then dating some chick. And like, what are we talking about?
One thing I will say is they definitely didn't pick a lane with him.
They didn't at all.
It needed to either be romance, revenge, or this roadman thing.
They did all three.
Yeah, he could have just done the roadman and revenge.
That's all it needed
roadman
to be.
Roadman and revenge could have been the whole thing.
That's all it needed to be. Secondly, the mum of the daughter that Stefan was linking, I don't know who gave her a pay rise this season,
yeah.
But she was everywhere for no reason.
What's her name, Mandy or something?
I can't remember.
She was everywhere.
Everywhere for no reason. She was a pointless character in my opinion, and it didn't add or bring anything to the show. In my opinion, sorry to cut you off, bro, but in the beginning as well, when they did this whole protesting for my man not to get sent back to Botswana or whatever, who cares? That was the dumbest first episode ever.
Yeah.
Because it was a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
It was all fluff.
Yeah.
I just, that infuriated me so much. Who else, what other plots were there? The thing with Jack never would have happened. It never would have happened in real life. Like if this was Road, Jack would never do that. I feel like the writing in that
thing
was poor.
The whole like daughter, like sister, she didn't go off the rails enough with her sister's death to justify this crazy of a move.
Facts, bro.
And then she didn't even make it to the corner shop before she changed her mind.
It's like, come
on. It was crazy.
It was crazy, bro. I'm trying to think what other characters or what other situations pissed me off. I'm dead ass, bro.
What did you like, bro?
I liked a few bits. I feel like I only liked bits of the storyline, i.e. with, obviously, Deshane and Sully's little beef between themselves. I feel like that was good. I did like Jack's character in general, as per. I think she was hard, as per. She's always good in it. I didn't like the fact that the brother was out of it. Stefan's brother that went to Leeds. Nothing.
Aaron. He wasn't in nothing.
Shelly's daughter just disappeared. Remember, Jelly had a daughter in the season before. Just disappeared. She wasn't there.
She spoke about her there, but she wasn't in it.
She wasn't there. And they didn't even show anything to do with, is it Michael, the brother? Michael's death. Is that his name? No, Jamie. Jamie's real name is Michael, I believe.
Jamie, yeah, like, they didn't show anything.
Oh, yeah, not his funeral. Not bringing out the body, nothing. Yeah. He's just not in it.
Nothing. And the only reference we had was when Stefan went to the bench to talk to his brother.
That's all
we had. Like, bro, there were so many plots that were just so poorly, in my opinion, poorly written. And I thought it was because of this writer's strike that's been going on.
Oh, okay.
But then I checked who wrote those episodes. Majority of the episodes were written by the same guy that wrote the rest of all the other seasons.
Oh, okay.
And I remember seeing a tweet post the release of this episode, this season. I can't remember if it was by Ashley Waters or not, but this show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low, so let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues? Tell the truth, you got the winter blues?
Yeah, and it's sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
It's something along the lines of, I think the storyline would have been different if it was written by a black person.
I saw a few things about that, because there was a clip with Ashley. I didn't see the clip, but I saw it was like, play the video, and then the title was, he feels, if it was a black writer, it would have been different. Like, not like stuff like that jars me sometimes, because like, it just like, there's nothing wrong with having that opinion, but it needs to be substantiated with something.
Yeah, of course.
Like, why? Mm-hmm. Like, it was one thing to say, like, it would be different if they said, like, I actually feel like if the writers were from ends, white, black, whatever, if they actually grew up in this lifestyle, they might have written things a little bit different.
Yeah.
But just to say black, just in general, black?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about? What are you actually talking about?
I hear that.
That would make sense if this is a show about racial discrimination or things that black people go through that you have to have a black perspective to understand. Mm-hmm. Not everyone in the show is black.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not even one of them.
Yeah.
So stuff like that confuses me sometimes.
I feel like they were using that as a scapegoat to find a different narrative because they knew this season's writing was
just dead. Fair.
Do you see what I'm saying? So obviously you said you're on season what now?
I'm way behind, bro. Like,
Once you catch up to this one, you'll realize what I'm saying about how poor the plot was for this season in comparison to the others. Because you didn't really need to watch. When I was watching it, I said to myself, I didn't really even need to watch the past two seasons to understand what's happening. Because they're not even following Wagwan. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're just doing stuff.
They had an opportunity to make 6 brilliant Game of Thrones level episodes for this kind of show, and they fucked it.
Yeah.
In my opinion, they fucked it.
They didn't pick any lanes
whatsoever. At all. They did like 3 riots in 6 episodes. For who?
Yeah.
Who cares, bro?
It's like it seemed like to me they needed to, I don't want to say whether they did or didn't do it, they needed to reverse engineer the writing. Like, what's the end? What's happening at the end?
Yeah, and work.
And then where are we now? What's happening at the end? And how are we are we getting there?
Yeah,
because it seemed like they just had like 11 things going on, and then all ended up like all these 11 paths all ended up to this one thing.
Yeah,
none of them were connected in any way. It's just 11 completely different stories that ended up with Sully getting shot at the end.
Yeah, the one thing that took my breath away was When Shelly came back to the yard, and Deshane obviously has really murked my man, his lawyer, wherever it was,
yeah,
and he's on by the sink just huffing and puffing,
And she's like, what's wrong? Oh, we can talk about it. Is it the money, blah, blah, did you get it? And she's like, fuck the nail shop thing. I burst out laughing.
Fat.
So fuck the nail shop, man. I just lost 2.1 M's.
Yeah, bro.
Fuck that. No, 15
M's. You lost 16 M's.
I lost 15 M's. You're talking about 2.1.
Yeah.
Fuck the nail shop.
Yeah.
Oh, I bellowed. Think,
fam?
Bellowed.
That made me love as well, because I was thinking,
facts, bro.
My life's over.
My life is on the line, and you're talking to me about some nine-bar petty bullshit.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, I was so sweeted. And when he tried to re-up it, when he got the money back, and Shady was like, oh, it's over, I'm going, packing the stuff and whatever. And he said, oh, is this about the nail bar thing? He has no respect for Shady.
Bro, he actually doesn't.
Is it about the nail bar thing?
He basically said, fuck you and your life.
Facts.
And then when she's upset, he's like, what's wrong? Is it about the stupid little nail thing?
This little nail thing.
Yeah. I'll get you your money, man.
I've got the money, nine chops, say less. Fuck,
man, why are you crying all the time?
But yeah, those 2 points sweetened the life out of me.
Oh yeah, bro.
Sweet the
that
life
was good.
Out of me.
The amount of TikToks I keep seeing of the replay of the, like, I want to give you the money. You're a liar.
You're a liar. Hilarious. The memes are funnier than the show.
The memes are
so much more funny than the show.
Oh,
it's like,
bro.
Even though the show's not meant to be funny, but you know what I mean, man.
I want to give you the money. It was mad as well. It was like the whole, like, even the bit where Sully being like, pulling up on him and being like, you're retiring right now. He didn't retire for shit.
He
retired for like half of one episode.
Every
single time he was like, I'm rolling.
Yeah.
And there was no real reiteration of Sully being like, big man, I told you retired. Shut the fuck up. You're not rolling to nothing.
Yep.
Deshane would say one time, I'm rolling. Sully would be like, oh, fine. And it's just like, what was the point in it then? There was no point in even saying he's retired.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, oh, there's so much irrelevance in the show, but
they could have made it so much better.
It is,
considering it's the last one, and we have to now depict who actually killed Sully or whatever.
In my opinion, it was Jack, 100%.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was
Jack or Irish retaliation, because nothing happened with that. There was no retaliation. There's supposed to be this massive hard gang.
Nothing happened. They got moved to. Clapbacks. The amount of murders that go on in this show untouched.
Yeah, true.
The justice system in Top Boy, in the Top Boy universe, the justice system in the Top Boy universse is brazy.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Is it worse
exist.
Than Swarm?
Swarm?
Yeah.
What's Swarm?
Wait, Swarm where she duppies.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen Swarm.
Oh, fam.
The Beyonce thing.
Yeah.
She goes on a mazza.
She kills people.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay, fair.
But yeah, that was my Top Boy breakdown. Average.
Bet. Okay, Rem, trash news for us, please.
Yeah, boy. So, the man who died without knowing what a woman looked like. A Greek Orthodox monk, Mihailo Tolotos, I think, lived his entire life of 82 years without ever seeing a woman due to the strict rule of the monastery he lived in on Mount Athos, which banned women from entering. He was abandoned as an infant and adopted by the monastery. He never left the walls of the monastery throughout his entire life. Despite living in seclusion, Mihailo's story is a reminder of the strict rules and regulations that governed the monastic life in the past. This prayer never saw.
He's never seen a ting in his life.
A ting. Now, Jesus. Obviously, first I was livid for him, but you can't miss what you've never had.
Yeah, I was going to say, he must have lived in harmony.
Tranquility.
Fam, the comments are saying he lived in peace.
Yeah, fam.
There was nothing going on in his life that was going to bring him stress or nothing like that.
Stress, but joy.
But my man's just thinking outside the box here. So there are people in this, what do you call it?
It's a monastery.
In the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
But only he didn't see a woman, right?
Nah, none of them have seen it.
Women aren't allowed
women
in.
Women aren't allowed
but
in.
But he was abandoned and as an infant and left at the door of this monastery.
Yeah, so most people turn up there.
Yes.
As like adults.
I would assume they would have seen some things.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a couple of them I could have informed my man, like, you're missing out. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the only way I could see him deepen the need to see a woman.
What he's missing out on,
as opposed to this tranquility thing.
He ain't gonna believe them though, because they're there with him.
Yeah,
Valley you can never tell point. Me I'm missing out when you're coming to me.
Yeah,
you're stuck here.
Yeah,
you've decided never to see a tingle again.
Valid point.
You can't sell them to me
when you've left
them behind.
So get out there then.
Yeah. Why are you here?
Show me them.
Bring them with you.
Take them to me. Bring them to me.
I've never seen a ting in his life.
Yeah, fam.
Yeah, you're right. You can't miss what you never had, but.
at the same time,
I would have an innate.
There's a hole in me. I don't have to fill it. There's something. You don't know what it is. You're missing it. But at the same time, I'm thinking, by the time you turned about, I don't know, say 13, 14, the morning glories that my mum must have been getting.
He sucked someone off, I promise you.
Without even realizing.
He saw someone's cheeks and his brain couldn't make sense of it.
Yeah. Someone's touched his senses.
Yeah. There's no way he made it all his life going through hormones of a teenager, just horny as fuck, and didn't clap someone's cheeks.
He's ejaculated somewhere.
Yeah. Somewhere. He needed to go. I promise you, he's seen a grown man's. His bunions, and said fuck. His brain just connected the dots and said, that's what's waking me up in the morning. He's banged one of the bears in there. I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
Jesus, right. What are the comments? Zoom in for me, please. Happiest man to ever live.
Yeah. He lived the most peaceful life of any of us.
All the guys who get cheated on post about how happy he must have been. Raw.
Raw.
Rob went out for bro.
That's jokes.
Today we call them Redditors.
Facts. Kind of convoluted way to say he died a virgin, but go off, I guess. People who comment say the most crazy shit.
Yeah, I bet he's fun at parties.
Bro.
Happy life. Yeah, man.
All right, man.
Fair enough.
Fair play to him.
It is what it is. But yeah, that's not a life I'm trying to live.
Yeah, facts. I'm trying to live that.
With baddies?
But you don't know. You don't know what baddies are. You don't know what a BBL is. You don't know what double Ds are, bro. They've not been put in your face before. So what are you missing?
That day would have rocked his world.
Literally.
That day would have rocked his world.
He could never step out of that monastery and see a BBL.
No, he couldn't. On day one?
He couldn't. He'd fall to his knees. Yeah.
He would break the pavement. And break the pavement.
And never return.
He's never returned
into that dunya.
A BBL. Oh. And you've never seen a ting before. That's crazy.
Full titty as well.
Nah, of course.
Full titty as well.
Oh, you'll collapse.
I said he would break the pavement. That's jokes.
Wow.
Oh, that's long.
That's too much.
That is too much. Bless him.
All right, cool. Am I the asshole?
Am I? My mother, 55. I, male, 22. Have always had a rocky relationship, but I still stay with her and her new husband because I can't live on my own as my salary doesn't allow it. Context, lives in South Africa. She insistent I pay 3 bags rent, obviously in their currency, and my salary is only 5 bags. I don't mind doing my part in the house as I understand inflation is bad. Though I'm trying to save up money for my studies next year, I have no credit and won't be granted any student loan. Over the years, she's accumulated debt beyond her ability to pay back, and I feel she's using my rent to pay off her debts instead of using it for the house as we barely make it to the end of the month. She was recently diagnosed with cancer, and she feels more entitled than ever to take my money for any and all reason. The company I worked for paid out my leave settlement, which was approximately around 20 bags. Her car, in brackets the only one we have, broke down, and now she can't go for chemo provided by the private medical insurance I pay for. In brackets 55, she's had a good run in my opinion. It's going to cost about 15 and a half bags to fix the car. I work from home, and I couldn't be asked about the car. She's hinting at me to pay for the repairs. I didn't want to tell her about the money I got from work, but she overheard it in a conversation which I had with my manager. She likes to eavesdrop. Am I the arsehole for not helping them fix the car as I want to use the money for my studies?
Okay, first of all... Sorry.
Your lips are twitching, boy. You don't want to say what
you're
saying.
First of all, this... Use it for my studies. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up. That's such a throwaway comment
to balance the
moral
scales.
High ground.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I want to use it for my studies. Mm. Like what?
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. And with everything that's going on, we're not talking about studies.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom can't go to chemo.
Yeah.
So man said, I'm concerned that she's using my rent money to pay off her debts, mm-hmm. and I'm vexed about it because mm-hmm. we're not making it. We're not barely making ends meet.
End of the month, yeah.
Her car broke down. And she wants me to pay for it, but since her car broke down, she can't get to chemo. But I don't need this fucking car.
Yeah.
So why am I paying for it?
Yeah.
And she's 55.
Yeah.
So if she's she had dies, a good run. Yeah, she's had a decent life.
Yeah.
This is mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the arsehole.
Oh, facts.
This is not up for discussion. Man said chemo shmemo.
Long story yeah, short is what he said.
It's your business. This chemo has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, she's had a good run. It's brazy.
Wow, 55. I think yeah. she's had a good run.
That's brazy.
You're basically God's calling you and you're airing him. Mm. Go. This car thing is a sign. Go and die.
Damn.
That's too much.
It is too much.
And all of this is when he can't afford his own yard.
Yeah.
From when you can't afford your own yard and you're kicking up stink like this, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Literally shut the fuck up because it's all this like, why should I have to do this? Why should I have to do this? Why should I have to do this? Your mom can turf you out tomorrow and you're fucked.
Facts.
So literally, I can understand sometimes as a child, like when you have to, when you feel like your parents should be looking after you and you have to start looking after your parents, when you're not mentally in that state, I can see sometimes when it's frustrating and you're finally getting money, like you've never had money.
Yeah.
As soon as you start getting money, it's take. I can imagine that is the most frustrating thing of all time.
Yeah.
But quick check, like get your priorities straight. Mm. Your mom's got cancer. Mm. Let's sort it out.
Yeah, I feel like him being 22, I don't think he realized how much he still needs his mother in his life.
Fram, from like a parent, that's what I'm saying, if you can't even afford your own yard and you're living in your mum's house, stop crying.
Facts.
Because you both need each other.
Facts. More
she's,
than you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's taking all my money for rent and she's using it to pay off the thing. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know what my landlord used my rent for. Mm. He can use it to do whatever the fuck he wants. I shut up and I pay the rent so I can keep a roof over my head.
Facts.
So don't be worried about what she's spending the money on, my bro.
Yeah, open and shut. I feel there's nothing I need to add. I just had to read it out, bro.
Fucking hell. Yeah. What a little bellend.
Audacious.
Little bellend.
Audacious. You are the arsehole.
Little bottom boy. Yeah, little bottom boy.
Bottom boy, bitch.
Yeah, arsehole. Get your own yard, little bottom boy.
Facts. That's a new insult from now if you
yeah,
fuck
that
up.
Is the SNG up. Official insult.
Little bottom boy.
You little fucking bottom boy. Right. Next. Anyway, so you've got a thread for us, Fuhad.
I have got a thread. So the thread is, when did you realize your supposed friend actually hated you? This was all over Twitter and it got like,
this is my thread that I had as well.
Oh, swear.
Yeah.
I've got pictures and I've got the thread as well, so you might as well just lump him in this one as well.
All right, bet. Let me find it. I've got pictures.
When she moved in with my boyfriend.
Saw that one.
Brazy.
Not funny.
Brazy.
Right. This one sweeted me.
All right, hit me.
Man said, I lost, bearing in mind, right, quick pause. Mm. This is a South African friend, isn't
it? Yeah.
These man was spitting Swahili in this bitch.
Bitch.
Bro. I couldn't keep up with this thread, bro. I could not keep up with
sound effects.
Bro.
Sound effects.
Fam clicks galore.
I'm making universal. I want to enjoy it too.
Half English, half mouth noises.
South Africans, we love you.
Yeah,
and you,
facts.
We
love
know you
to
love
death.
Us.
Yeah.
Make it easy for us. We're trying to help you
there
us.
There was
and
one
vice
I
versa.
Wanted to read in here, yeah. But half of it was just, sorry, gibberish.
I was literally going to say gibberish because it can't translate on the show.
I can't read it. Oh. It was pissing me off.
Yeah, facts.
It starts off juicy and then it's just bare, brrr, and then someone will comment, brrr, yeah. Oh, fuck.
And you know it's juicy.
Yeah, because they're all kicking off in there. Just bare brrrs.
That's jokes.
Right, so anyway, this one. Lost my car in 2021.
Yeah.
This bro couldn't wait to tell people how my car got repossessed because I couldn't afford it. We saw a similar car and he said, remember when you were driving that thinking you were a mayor? He said everyone burst out in laughter.
thinking you were the mayor.
Wow.
That's an insult.
Van?
That's an insult.
You could never speak to me like that. Do you remember when you had that car, you thought you were the mayor?
Yeah, that would make me scream.
That's
yeah.
so condescending.
It is. Oh, beyond.
You remember when you got that car you couldn't even afford and you thought it was a fucking big boy?
Now look at you.
Look at you, bottom boy.
Bottom boy, facts.
Bottom boy, bitch.
Facts, bro.
Oh, God. All right, go on.
When a friend said to me, even if you upgrade your qualifications, you won't find a job. You don't believe in me. You don't believe in anything I do.
You can be as qualified as you want.
You're not going to find a job.
You're not
going to
get a job. Why would anyone hire you?
Bro.
Why would anyone hire
you? Bro, don't talk to people like that,
bro,
man.
Bro, this one sweetened me. So, we attended her boyfriend's friend's wedding.
Okay.
So they booked us a room at a guest house because the wedding was 40 kilometers from town.
Okay.
And we would be drinking from the Friday.
Okay.
On the Saturday, in the wee hours, we decide to go and sleep because we were sloshed. 15 minutes later, the boyfriend comes in. In my head, I'm thinking he's just coming in to check on us.
Mm.
They start making out. And next thing, she's touching me too. Fam, reply. One guy, and then?
Fam?
And then?
Facts.
Why is the story stopped
Facts.
Here?
Facts.
What happened after she started touching you?
Oh, Jesus. Fair enough. All right. When she got drunk and started telling me how useless I was in her life. Can you imagine?
Bro.
We just get tipsy and I'm opening up, having
you're
a heart
to heart.
Opening
up and you think, it's the safest of spaces.
The safest of spaces.
Yeah, yeah. Judgment free.
And I start saying, bro, thank you so much for the last few years. Everything, you're like, bro, I'm not going to lie to you.
You're just irrelevant.
You've been so useless.
Useless in my life. I love that we have the kind of relationship where I can just say these things, but like, you're just so useless.
I can't.
Like, and I'm like, and then when you're like, what? I'm like, no, let me land. You actually are though. And it's not even like targeted.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like facts. You're all useless, but that's not like.
That's not to say you're not a good person.
Yeah. Like gerbils are useless, but we love them. You know what I'm saying? You're fucking useless, bro. But hey.
Safe space.
Yeah, safe space and all that.
Spud,
yeah.
Oh my God. You can't. Nah, you just can't, bro. Up from the jump.
Bro. I'm assuming this is the girl's name. It's a Konji.
Okay.
That one had my girl's number saved as target on her phone.
Wow.
Bro. Target.
Wow.
Imagine.
I couldn't. Wow. Target. Okay, that's... Wow.
She's
that's a betrayal.
Bro. Secret agent.
That's a betrayal.
She's thinking, you're not my brethren, you're my man. And this bitch is a target.
Wow.
Target.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Women will actually save shit in their phone.
Yeah.
They will actually just save numbers as crazy,
as whatever
crazy
they
shit.
Want. Whatever they want. And it's just
they don't fear the consequence of anyone seeing it. It's
target,
nuts.
Target's crazy. When she didn't tell me that her friend was dating my boyfriend behind my back. How do you even digest that?
So that's Rem's banging your girl.
And
I know about
me.
It and I'm just not saying anything.
You're just not saying
anything. It's literally nothing to do with me. It's literally nothing to do with me.
That's disgusting. In all aspects, it's disgusting. I wouldn't know who to trust anymore. I'd have to live in a bungalow by myself.
A bungalow?
Because I'll be so
fuck
scared.
Fuck, I need stairs for.
Fucking, what do I need stairs for, bro? I need a one-way passage. Fuck, what do I need stairs for?
Oh, that's jokes. Fuck, I need stairs for.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus, right. When she didn't tell me that my girl was seeing someone else more wealthier.
Well, oh, my
facts,
days.
Bro. Spell first. Spell and then keep your girl.
Facts. More wealthier.
All right.
The day he got married and never said a word to me until I saw it on Facebook after the wedding. You can never get married in Australia. You can never get married. Post the pics and then me see
and
on
just
Facebook.
Rock up to work on Monday
and just me see on Facebook of all places.
Happiest day of my life. Happiest day of my life with the people that I love.
I would be so offended.
Yeah.
I don't think
you,
man, can understand
the
feeling I would feel.
Feeling grateful. To all who attended, feeling grateful.
I would be so offended.
Yeah. There's nothing that I...
You couldn't tell me anything.
Topsy-turvy.
There's nothing you could say to me.
Bro, my universe has gone upside down.
There's nothing anyone could say to me. This whole friendship's been a lie.
Yeah, 100%.
Jesus Christ. 100%.
Yeah,
that's
right.
All I got.
Random one, straight to the point, when he asked to smash my girl.
Oh, that is straight to the point.
Straight to the point and no, no one understands.
Oh, brazen.
Bro, let me smash your girl, please.
Brazen.
Let me smash your girl, please. Please. No. Let me bang your girl.
That's, we can't be friends.
That's nothing to it. Right. This one's sweet of me. Nah, I was the hating friend because all the people I was close to left me and became close together. So basically, I'm the common denominator.
Oh, fuck.
That's tough.
That is tough. Especially when you've deeped it, but there's a stage where you deep it but don't believe it. But when you deep it and see it, world crumbles.
Fam, when I'm falling out with Ellis, I'm falling out with Rem, I'm falling out with Jack, I'm falling out with Jay, I'm falling out with Tobes, I'm falling out with you, all separate arguments, and I'm like, fuck all these man.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you man are just hanging out together all the time. That realization would be crazy.
Yeah, but you jump into the canal. For sure. That for algae infested canal,
you jump in. Yeah. I'll chew up all the poison. Because I wanted to end today.
Yuck, yeah.
That's crazy. That and just, crazy. Who's consoling me?
No, you've got nobody left. I'm telling you, bungalow, no stairs.
Yeah, facts. Bungalow, literally, no stairs. Don't need stairs.
Yeah.
Right. Not hate, but on my graduation day, instead of saying something nice like congratulations, she asked me where I bought my weave because it looked cheap.
What? What?
Bro.
That's some hatred, boy.
Facts.
Where did you get your weave from? It looked cheap. On my graduation. Wow. Wow.
That's horrible. So, you didn't say it, but like this one's sweet of me. So this is obviously the original one.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what you, like the first one that you said, moved in with my boyfriend. But the two replies.
I got the replies.
You man, this sweetened me. So obviously the title of the thing is, when did you realize your supposed friend actually hated you?
Yeah.
Then the one that you said, when she moved in with my boyfriend. Then she replied, said, no way. She said, yes. And she has the same surname as yours. I'm triggered.
I remember seeing that
Fucking hell, that made me laugh.
Yeah.
She has the same surname as yours.
I'm triggered.
I would expect, I'd be waiting for something to come next.
Facts.
Wow.
Facts.
Okay, cool. Well, Jesus. That's the end of today's programming.
It is.
Thank you for coming, guys. As I said, if you enjoy the content, hand on over to patreon.com/shakesandgigs to get all the bonus episodes. Keep an eye out for Daddy Yum Tum 2023 because I'm super duper serious this time.
Let's go.
I'm not gonna do 75 hard. Who literally can be bothered?
Apart from Ellis.
I'm convinced he's cheating, by the way. I'm convinced he's cheating because he just seems too
so.
I haven't
so can.
Yeah, he seems.
He's not broken down once.
Yeah.
It's only for the strong.
Oh, say
he hasn't blinked since he said
that. What a way to end the episode.
It's only for the strong.
Say less, Ellis. Say less. Say less. What day are you on, by the way, before you lock it off?
I'm on. Just check my notes.
It's biting, Jimmy.
I'm on day
I want to pop my knuckles off.
I'm on day 24.
Fair.
Swear. Wow, that's flown by.
It has gone quick. Yeah. 3 and a bit weeks. Man said it's only for the strong. Let's wrap this bitch up.
I'm not going to lie to you, man.
Let's wrap this bitch up.
I can't be spoken to you like that. Because I'm jarred because I'm not going to do it, but you're egging me. Because I'll do 76. Wow, I'll do 76.
Say less.
That's pissed me off. But anyway, thank you guys. We'll see you on Thursday. Love.
Gang.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.